Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, with a special version of Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora, and that is this World Cup coverage that we have come to have here on the show. Something different, something new, something that will not only challenge me, but challenge some of my listeners that have come on to the World Cup and some who have yet to really get into it. But I want to bring on someone that I respect, someone that I've really appreciated his time, also appreciated his support of what I'm doing with my own company, and that's Ian McIntyre, the head coach of Syracuse men's soccer, who has jumped leaps and bounds, not only in the Big East, but in the ACC, and everything that's been done from recruiting at that initial level to what the team has done on the field. So it is an honor and a privilege to bring on Coach McIntyre and to talk with him about the World Cup and everything that's going on, and to add a little bit of a Syracuse feel as well. So for the first of many World Cup installments that we'll have here on WakeUpCallDT.com, I welcome in Ian McIntyre. Ian, how you doing?
Oh, great, Ben. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. And before we go into anything that's happened in the knockout round, the Sweet 16, so to speak, for the World Cup, I want to go back to group stages, because this is the first time that you and I are linking up to talk about the World Cup. And so I think that the teams that made it to go down the line of these groups, and just to get your thoughts and feelings on where everyone kind of set up at the end of it. And first and foremost, with Group A, Brazil, Mexico move on, Croatia falls, had an opportunity against Mexico that didn't really shape out, and then Cameroon, who didn't put together any points in Group A in the group stages. What did you take away from this first group, Group A?
Well, obviously, Brazil opened up as the host country. They opened up on the first night against Croatia. One thing I will say before we get started, if anyone hasn't started watching the World Cup, you know, what are they waiting for? Because it's been an absolute spectacle and a celebration of that game. But Group A, I thought Croatia on the first night were very good. Well, Brazil came away with possibly a little bit of help from the referee, with Fred winning a contentious penalty. I thought Croatia, with Modric pulling the strings, was very good. But having said that, Mexico are a completely different team than they were in qualification. Obviously, qualifying with a playing game out of US's group, we got to see them a lot, and it's night and day. And so I think I would have questioned it after that first night, but I think the best two teams in Brazil and Mexico rightfully came out of Group A, and a lot of pressure on this Brazil team. It's the home of football, and that's coming from an English guy saying that as well. It's a ton of pressure on this Brazil team, and it was important that they came out as the number one in the number one position at the top of this group.
When you look at Brazil and the fact that they're playing at home, I mean, they're playing in their home country, what does this kind of add to everything? Because you hear throughout time and space that Brazil is always a great team, always the team to beat, no matter what World Cup, what year it was. Brazil, in more often than not, is coming up in every conversation as one of the teams to beat. When they have the opportunity to play on their home stage, do you consider it an unfair advantage, or is this just part of the game?
I think everyone's excited to have Brazil hosting this World Cup. Certainly there's advantages associated with playing in front of your own crowds, media, but with that comes extreme expectations and a lot of pressure. Scolari, I think there's in the build-up to the cup, has done a good job of bringing this group together. Other than Neymar, you could argue that in previous World Cup teams, there was a couple of very special players. You know, arguably Oscars at that level, but realistically, Neymar's. They're going to be looking for Neymar to carry this team. And so how, the argument perhaps is as far as he goes, this Brazil team goes. Scolari is a very pragmatic coach. Obviously, his experiences at the club level, but more importantly at the international level, I feel, and a lot of people feel that the Brazilian team that may not be the superstars. There are some flaws to the team, but could go deep in this tournament.
You talk about Neymar and saying that Brazil will go where he goes. How do you feel he's performed so far? And we're going to get into the Sweet 16 game, the round of penalty kicks that they eventually got over Chile. But when you look at his play throughout group stages and to this current moment, what can you say about Neymar and what he's done with Brazil so far?
Well, interesting haircuts. It looks like he changes every game. There's certainly a marketing machine behind him. But I think he's come to the party. He stepped up. He scored important goals. He's a joy to watch. I think teams will start to try to physically impose themselves on him, but he's a wonderful, exciting player. Creates space for himself, and so far, I think if it was a grade report, he's done pretty well, and long may that continue.
Looking out of Group A and going to Group B before we get into the Sweet 16, speaking here with Ian McIntyre, the head coach of the Syracuse men's soccer team in the ACC. You're here with Dan Satora as well on a very special World Cup edition of Wake Up Call with Dan Satora. Group B, the Netherlands, Chile, Spain, Australia. Spain and the Netherlands know each other all too well. 4 years ago when they were in the World Cup, they went up against each other for the crown. Spain took it. Spain goes out in Group B, doesn't advance to the round of 16. This happened to Italy just before. Italy wins the World Cup. They're bumped out. Spain wins the next one, and they're bumped out in group stages. Seems to be this pattern being started. Netherlands leave with 9 points. Chile gets 6. Spain just 3 in 1 victory, a victory that didn't matter at the end over Australia, who has no points. What did you take away from Group B and the fact that Spain, the former champion, was out early?
Well, it started, didn't it? One of the wonders of the World Cup is you can get these blockbuster games straight out of the gate. And to have the Netherlands against Spain, the World Cup final from 4 years ago, in the first couple of days of a World Cup was immense. And the fine lines between winning and losing at this level, in sports in general, certainly, but in our game where goals are so valuable, Spain are winning this game 1-0. They have a chance to arguably put the game away and go 2-0 up. Don't take that opportunity. Holland scores a wonderful goal from Van Persie right before the halftime whistle, and the game swung. So we talk about it now after a pause. And it looks like, and Holland, the Dutch were magnificent in that second half and pulled away. But it could have been a different story. Having said that, this Netherlands team, under Van Gaal has arguably been the surprise. We're going to talk about, and we will, and have talked about special players like Neymar, Messi, Ronaldo, but there hasn't been a better player in this World Cup than Arjen Robben, who has been direct, athletic, has just been unplayable at times. I had Chile coming out of this group before, but not at the expense of Spain. The Dutch have been the class of the World Cup so far.
When you look at what the Dutch have been able to put together, what has it been as far as a test of time and what they've done since losing the last World Cup to Spain? What did you see from their team? What have you seen from their team currently in this World Cup that maybe they weren't exemplifying in their prior World Cup? What's kind of separated them in this moment?
Well, they've had a good couple of years. This is, you know, they didn't win, you know, it was a very, it was a pretty dour final 4 years ago. But since then, and during the last couple of years, you know, they kind of romped away with their group in qualification, were playing some, you know, some good stuff. Louis van Gaal, this is his swan song. He's signed to be Manchester United's next manager. He's appointed Van Persie, the Dutch captain, and they he changed their lineup. The Dutch traditionally very stringent 4-3-3. He went to three at the back to really at times almost man-mark the Spanish players when they kind of checked into deeper positions, and it worked. And perhaps, you know, 4 years ago, he would have not been able to sell such a formation to a Van Persie, a Snyder, a Robin. But straight, you know, that first emphatic victory, and now they're on a roll, and they're playing some good stuff.
When we look at the team that didn't make it in Spain, coaching is something that always comes up. And obviously with you as a coach, you know this. There's the ebb and flow of being a coach. If you win, you never seem to get enough credit. If you lose, it's always your fault. Spain, where they are right now, do you see a change in who's going to be leading this national team going forward?
Possibly. Certainly there's a change of the guard with some of the players come into that stage of their career that perhaps they will now concentrate a little bit more on their club football. But let's not get too carried away. Like Spanish football's fine. This is a team that's, you know, won the last World Cup, the last two European Championships. It's been an absolute joy to watch this team. And it's not the end of Spanish football or the style. We've all marveled for the last four, five, six years on how this team has played. And whoever the manager is, there's a wonderful crop of Spanish players coming through and still on this team. So I wouldn't start writing the obituary of Spanish football. They've got a wonderful group of players. Continue. They've got the best two teams in the world that are predominantly stocked with Spanish talent. So Spain are going to be just fine.
Then moving forward, speaking here with Ian McIntyre, head coach of Syracuse men's soccer in the ACC, speaking on the World Cup in a very special wake-up call with Dan Tatora, new version, new installment here on Wake Up Call DT.com. Group C, Colombia moves forward with 9 points. Greece behind them with 4 after Greece had kind of a questionable, quiet showing in their opening game in the group stages. Ivory Coast falls out with 3. Japan only gets a point. Did this group surprise you at all? Because on my end, at least, the Ivory Coast came out and looked good to me. They looked strong to me. They looked like they had something to give, that there was going to be some depth to their run in the World Cup. But at the end of everything, it's Colombia and Greece. What did you take away from this group?
Colombia were always the class of this group, and I think we all felt that it was who was playing for the second spot. Having said that, you know, fans are perhaps more familiar with some of the Ivory Coast players because we see them on TV in various leagues, predominantly the Premier League. But I struggled to pick the second team in here going on my own kind of bracket, and we also know that the Greek teams are always difficult to beat. It's a team that has had success in tournaments, perhaps not one of the most fluid or entertaining teams, but ultimately, you know, they left it very, very late, but Samaras scored that final goal, although results I think had gone their way. But I think that Greece will continue to be a difficult out in this tournament. And I also picked them in our SU office poll. So I was kind of pulling for them as well.
What made you really go after Greece? You know, when you said you picked Greece to move forward from Group C into the World Cup Sweet 16 in the office pool, what makes you really go to their side? I mean, like you said, they don't always have the fanciest style of play. They've had some struggles, but they're a tough team to play no matter when you play them. What kind of sells Greece for you?
Because it was the luck of the draw. So I had, you know, if it was a team that I had to pick, I wouldn't have picked Greece. Now, that's no disrespect to my my wonderful Greek friends. But knowing that, you know, this group of players, and some of them very experienced, that have tournament success, and have played in European Champions League formats, sometimes not with, you know, Karagiounis is coming towards the end of his career now, but Samaras has had success in England and even more success up in Scotland. And they've got some powerful, strong, direct forwards that at times, just the way they play with get numbers behind the ball, needing attacking players who can hold the ball up, allow the rest of the team to come and join. I just felt that Greece is a difficult team to break down. Is very organised, and I still think they've got a chance to make a little bit of noise in a tournament overall where some of the bigger European powers perhaps haven't performed. I feel that Greece is one of those teams that you know what you're going to get, and you're always going to get a very solid, consistent, committed performance from them.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's DreisigApparel apparel.com. You have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DreisigApparel apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's Dreisig apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, and all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. On the line in this special opportunity through Wake Up Call with Dan Satora, you're listening to running back Deltron Sands out of St. Thomas Aquinas High School in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, in the 2015 incoming class for college football. Before we head back to the line to Deltron, I would like to give a special thanks to Carvel DeWitt, who you've heard throughout the show, located on 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York, minutes from Syracuse University. It's the longest-standing Carvel franchise in the nation and the only place that you can get the wake-up call sundae, which comes with chocolate, vanilla, or soft-serve Carvel ice cream. That phenomenal flavor that you've had for years at Carvel DeWitt is now inside the wake-up call sundae. You choose chocolate, vanilla, or a twist, topped off with cookie dough pieces, caramel swirl, whipped cream, and a cherry. And for those of you counting calories, you can get the new Carvel Light chocolate, vanilla, or a twist for the wake-up call sundae. So Carvel Light giving you less calories per ounce and still giving you the opportunity to have the wake-up call sundae in the only location anywhere in the world that it can be found, 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York, right at the end of Erie Boulevard. Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. And, of course, for all of your other favorites, your traditional sundaes to the flying saucers, to Cookie Puss and all of the ice cream cakes, and to personalizing an ice cream cake, Carvel DeWitt is the place to go. Open 7 days a week, all year round. Every season is Carvel DeWitt season. 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York. I would also like to give a special thanks to Deborah Crossman, who's asking you to take yourself seriously. And I know that if for those of you that have never been to a psychic or heard about it but have never wanted to go, you think that it's this crystal ball and somebody tells you something and maybe it happens, maybe it doesn't. They're trying to help you out, but maybe you don't buy into it. And I knew that growing up. I didn't buy into the whole crystal ball and telling me all these things that I saw on television is what a psychic is. And then I met Deborah Crossman, who uses her abilities as a psychic medium, as well as a motivator and a hypnotherapist, to help you in your life. What she sees through the talents that she has are not meant to simply be this stereotypical version of a psychic. It's really not meant to be that at all. What Deborah Crossman does is reach out to you into your life, whether she has ever met you before or not, whether you've ever come in for a reading or not, and in that moment to talk to you about how you can help yourself have a better life, how you could take yourself seriously in making the next move. I went to Deborah Crossman. She's the only person that's ever done a reading on me. And coming out of it, I felt good. I got to hear about my grandfathers that passed away. I got to hear about relationships that I have in my life, others' relationships. I got to catch a glimpse of the things that I hope for in my future, and also to look back on my past. And I really learned something that day. I learned that Deborah Crossman isn't your typical psychic. She's not the psychic that people have wanted you to believe in stereotypes. What Deborah Crossman is a motivator of the soul, who gives you an opportunity to try something different, a different avenue in looking at your life. I definitely think that it's a great opportunity and a unique opportunity, and that's why Deborah Crossman is part of the Dan Satora broadcast media team. Give her an opportunity to speak with you by calling her to set up a reading right now, 315-247-9088. That's 315-247-9088. And to find out the other things that Deborah does besides readings, or to get in touch with her simply by email for a reading, go to debbyc1953@hotmail.com. That's D-E-B-B, the letter C, 1953
Deborah@hotmail.com. By phone and by email, get out to Deborah Crossman and start taking yourself seriously. You definitely can't hurt you to have the opportunity to see things from a different angle, something that I appreciate that Deborah helped me to do and continues to help me to do. I want to give a special thanks to DreissigLady.com. That's DreissigLady.com. When it comes to feeling good and looking good for the woman in your life and for all the women listening, DreissigLady.com is fit for every woman, changing with you without you having to change. Whether it's the relaxed fit, bamboo line, or if you're looking for something when you're going out for a run or going to the gym that has more of that athletic feel to it, DreissigLady.com is fit for every woman, whatever you're doing throughout your day, to help you feel comfortable in what you're wearing. As we know that you're busy, DreissigLady.com helps you with your schedule to feel good doing it. DreissigLady.com. Head there now. DreissigLady.com.
Solid, consistent performance from them where they are committed. Not always what you're going to get from an Italy team that has struggled as of late in the World Cup. In Group D, they only have 3 points. They don't move on. England as well does not move on with the 1 point. Costa Rica tops everybody with 7, and Uruguay has 6 points as they go ahead and move on. Italy and Uruguay went on to that last game, the third game of group stages, and it was one goal that ended up being the separation that came of a game that had a lot of different things that went on and some questionable things. But what can you say about Group D? And we'll go a little bit deeper into Uruguay and of course, Luis Suarez in a few minutes. But speaking with Ian McIntyre, head coach of Syracuse men's soccer, on the World Cup special on Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora, what can you say about Group D? And I guess we'll start with the underperformance of Italy and England to start things.
This was a terrific group. A lot of storylines that went all the way down to the final day. It's amazing if you were to stop. You know, the perception now is England, Italy underperformed. They're out. Absolutely. You also say, you know, kudos to the CONCACAF and Costa Rica. I don't know if anyone in their bracket had them coming out as the number one team in this group. Having said that, and we talked about those blockbuster opening games, the Netherlands against Spain. Now, that England-Italy game had, you know, we've been building this one up for 6 months, and it was a pretty good game. After that match, when Balotelli scores and it's a 2-1 victory to Italy. At that time, there was actually two camps that were pretty confident. The English were talking about, yeah, you know what, we're pretty good. Young players coming through, and there was an excitement that the style of play of the English was moving in the right direction. And there was talk again, you know, same old Italians, always, you know, come good when it gets to the World Cup. And there was talk about this Italian team going far. Now, 5 days later, everything changes because of a real turnaround. And even then, it was a late Uruguay goal, well, two goals from our man Luis Suarez. And then it's doom and gloom for the English. A day later, an unthinkable result where you know, Ruiz scores and Costa Rica hold on for 1-0 victory. I do think as well a story that, you know, not a lot of people are talking about is Brazil is such a big country that and even though it's their winter right now, there's some real climatic differences and games in Manaus. It's very difficult to recover, and we're seeing very few teams are getting good results. So you saw both Italy and England struggle to play it in those temperatures and at that humidity and do well in the next game. You saw that from the US as well. You then saw a Costa Rican team that with those, you know, it was a blip when they beat Uruguay. Then it was this magical upset against the Italians, and then it was a free-for-all from who was going to come out of that last game with Italy and Uruguay. And as you said, a pretty, you know, it was a close game. There was not a lot in there, but you know, we forget that now because all we're talking about is Mr. Suarez and that moment of madness.
With Suarez and the apparent bite, I mean, there's teeth marks on, you know, there's teeth marks on a player and on Chiellini, and obviously this man in Suarez has been known to do this beforehand. This would be his third time around. He's been suspended. He's had those moments. He's had racial comments where he's been suspended as well. My biggest question after everything happened in the Italy game was if he's someone that's already been biting players, which in any part of a community, any part of civilization, is very strange and something that I think might be a little bit of a mental issue, not even with soccer, but in life in general. If he's already done it a couple times and he's already gotten in trouble for racial comments, my biggest issue was him being in the World Cup in general because of what he's done. Could you go along the same lines as that, or did you feel like he had a right to be in the World Cup?
I think he's had... We want to forgive, we want to forget, and we also want to rehabilitate individuals. He's coming off a tremendous year for Liverpool Football Club, a year where he was also kept out of trouble, kept out of the limelight and the spotlight. He was in the spotlight because of good reasons, because of the quality that he was performing at. He's one of those special players that we all want to watch. He had an unfortunate injury just going into this World Cup that put him out, and he actually missed that opening game against Costa Rica. And then made a remarkable physical recovery. Hadn't played in 4 weeks to come back and score two against the English team. We want to watch and to cheer on and support and marvel at the special in any sport, but that special 1%. It's probably even less than that. The Messi, the Ronaldos, and Suarez has been at that level this last season. So I don't think he deserved to be there. It was a big part of getting Uruguay into the World Cup. Now, what has transpired, obviously, and then what is coming out today, and what his response to the ban that's come down. Is disappointing, but you would hope that, you know, we are, you know, culture as a soccer sports fans, we are supportive more if someone comes out and says, look, I've got a problem, I need help, and I want to take ownership of this, rather than the Suarez camp is saying right now, that he tripped and unfortunately his mouth was open when he clashed with Chiellini. So but as you said, Dan, this is not the first time, and he's out of the game for a long duration now.
When you look at Uruguay before we move on to Group E, for everything that they put together, not just Suarez, he wasn't the one that even scored the goal, but with what this entire team has done in the World Cup to get to the second stage, to get to the Sweet 16. What can you say about their efforts, not only through the first three games of this World Cup, but what they've been trying to do in general over the last couple of years that they've started to have success?
I think Tabarez, the coach, has done a good job of pulling out and building and manipulating this team. You've got some superstars in this team, and now, you know, as Suarez is no longer an option, all eyes will go on Cavani. And in order for them to progress now, Cavani's going to have to be that difference maker. You know, they've got some old heads in there. Lugano, is the captain at the back, he's had some injury problems, but he's been an important rock for them. And it's a they got into the World Cup kind of, I don't want to say the back door, but they had to the way that everything lined up, they got in through they had to play a playing game, and they play in, I think it was against Jordan. So they got into the it's not a special group of players, but Uruguay traditionally is a very hard working, gritty, organized team, and it's just this generation has got some exciting attacking players. You know, this time 4 years ago, you know, if you've got your front guys scoring goals, you've got a chance.
Then looking on and moving on from what Uruguay has put together and what Group D put forward into Group E, speaking here and continuing here with Ian McIntyre, Syracuse men's soccer head coach in the ACC, putting a good team together himself and good recruiting moving forward. Looking at Group E here on the World Cup special on Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on WakeUpCallDT.com, France, Switzerland move forward. France gets 7 points, Switzerland with 6. Ecuador just shy with 4, even though I feel like they had a valiant effort. I feel like they did more than maybe some people expected. Honduras didn't put together any points in Group E play. France is obviously a team that a lot of people have the expectation that they'll go to the Sweet 16 and forward from there. What did you take away from this group, starting with France, but also who you had maybe going second in this group?
France is always one of those, in recent years, you know, this is a team that won a World Cup, won a, you know, a European Championship, has had wonderful players coming out of France in recent years, but is a temperamental squad over the last years as well. Last in South Africa, it was a mess, all kinds of problems. And ultimately self-destructed, and so you're never too sure which way this potentially magical group of players will respond. Benzema, as we all know, is a world-class striker, has goals in him. Giroud gives him a different look up front and can be a little bit more direct and a little bit more physical, and so Benzema can kind of go out wide as well. And then there's a lot of attacking flair in this group. Some questions about perhaps the stability of the back four and how effective it is against world class attacking players. But with Lloris, they've got I think one of the best goalkeepers in the world. France was a team that I saw on, if thing goes right and with a little bit of luck, can progress very deep into this World Cup. As you said, I liked Ecuador. I had a chance to watch him play a few times before the World Cup, and a lot of technical players. And I thought, I actually had them over Switzerland, but at the critical time and the critical moments, I'm very late in that Ecuador game, Switzerland found ways to get the job done. And also, they're a team that has been talked about because they've got a young generation of players coming through at the same time, and they've got some exciting players, but they've also got in a coach in Otmar Hitzfeld that's very organized, very experienced coach that I felt with this group of players, if you kept them tied at the back and kept them in games, they had some game changes. As you saw with Shaqiri, he's now a player that's being chased by a lot of clubs. They've got some exciting attacking players, and ultimately the difference between them and Ecuador is they just scored those important goals at the right time. And then finally, Honduras is probably the only team in CONCACAF that has underperformed. Perhaps that's a little bit harsh to say underperformed, because there are some good teams in Group E. Ultimately, three of the four CONCACAF teams have moved on, but Honduras weren't really at the races this year.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Hey, are you between the ages of 16 and 24? Do you ever have the feeling that your life is amounting to nothing? I mean nothing. No job, no education, no prospects, no hope. Well, you ought to think about Job Corps. Job Corps is a program that will give you an education and training and a skill so you can get a career and feel excellent. Excellent about yourself, so you can start earning money. Job Corps also gives you a place to live and food while you're studying. Don't think you can afford it? Well, Job Corps costs you nothing. A program to help people just like you. Learn auto, healthcare, computer tech, you name it. So don't just sit there.
Call 315-478-5529 now. Orientations are held weekly at their downtown admissions office. Call now, 315-478-5529. With Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
We're back here on Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. And before we head back to the line to continue, I would like to thank Borio's Restaurant on 8891 McDonald's Parkway. That's MCDONNELLS, McDonald's Parkway. 8891 McDonald's Parkway, Borio's Restaurant, overlooking Oneida Lake. They are open Tuesday through Sunday and your place to be for all seasons. Sit outside and overlook the beautiful Oneida Lake on the patio while you have fresh seafood. And get this, folks, the food is prepared for you in-house. It's not something that's prepared somewhere else and then just getting shipped over. Borio's prepares the food for you right there at the restaurant from their chef, Tony, and their entire staff, all the owners, there with you, working in the kitchen, helping seat tables, going to the bar. This is a type of company that I like having with Dan Satora Broadcast Media because of the fact that the owners are right there in the thick of things, in the mix, caring about their business and showing it by talking with you face-to-face every single time you go in there. The owners are somewhere helping out Borio's to make it truly a memorable experience in a very positive way. You can call them at 315-699-2249. That's 315-699-2249. And go visit them at 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York, overlooking Oneida Lake. Don't miss out on the opportunity to eat out on the patio, enjoy your seafood, and have a romantic evening, a family night out, or catch up with your friends, as well as plan your bridal shower, family reunions, and so much more with their banquet rooms that they also have right there on the water at Borio's Restaurant. And also make sure that you stay tuned to the special opportunities you'll have through Dan Satora Broadcast Media to meet Adrian Autry and Rob Drummond. Syracuse basketball and Syracuse football being talked about all year round from Borio's through Dan Satora Broadcast Media. Stay close to WakeUpCallDT.com as well as Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT and on Twitter at CallDT, that's CALLDT, to find out when you can talk Syracuse basketball and football with us from Borio's at 8891 McDonald's Parkway overlooking Oneida Lake.
Looking forward from here into Group F with Syracuse Orange men's soccer head coach Ian McIntyre. Looking at the World Cup, it only happens once every 4 years. I wish it was more current than that. There's plenty of things that are always going on. We talk about and have brought up different championships that have gone on with these countries, but the World Cup bringing them all together truly in a very, very special piece of history that we all get to live in the here and now. In Group F, Argentina wins it with 9. Nigeria has 4 points. Bosnia and Herzegovina ends with 3. Iran only gets 1 subpar performance. Didn't really see anything too positive out of Iran. Is this the way that you saw Group F going, Ian, or was there another way that you saw maybe this group shaking out into the World Cup Sweet 16?
No, Nigeria is another one of the African teams that has a lot of potential. There's some players on that team that soccer fans will be familiar with. But when we talk about a consistent, committed Greece team, there's that the flip side of that with Nigeria. Talented, powerful, pace, but a little bit inconsistent, some bad decisions at times that ultimately can cost them. We're going to be talking similar about, when we were talking about Cameroon, we could have said a similar thing. Disappointed for me from Nigeria overall, but I thought Bosnia was a team that I thought had a chance to come out of this group early on. It's one of those that for me there was nothing different. I know Nigeria is a team that ultimately got that spot, but I also thought Bosnia could have been that team coming out of that group. But ultimately, I don't like Nigeria's chances of moving on because I didn't see enough. Argentina, on the other hand, halftime of that first game, the balance wasn't quite right. So we were, we were talking about is this team as special as we think it is? A plethora of world-class attacking talent, and it's how do you get Messi the best out of him. They changed their lineup at halftime. He played just underneath the front two, and going forward, Argentina were magic. The balance, I felt, of the team wasn't quite right, and so that's something. I know they came out of this group, and I'm just worried that perhaps it's a weak group doesn't gloss over the fact that there are still, in my opinion, it's not exactly the right balance for this Argentine team. But going forward, even with fullbacks bombing forward, you've got Di Maria in that team as well, Messi, Aguero. It's just a wonderful group of players, and it's a team that can go on and win this World Cup. But it's also a team, maybe like Brazil, that could also flatter the deceive as well.
As we look forward, two more groups in the group stages of the teams that move forward and those that went home early in this World Cup. Speaking here with Syracuse Orange men's soccer head coach Ian McIntyre, looking at everything that's going on in the World Cup in a very special wake-up call with Dan Tatora on wakeupcalldt.com. Coverage with Ian throughout the World Cup. And Group G, you talked about special performances and special teams, special players that we've spoken about so far. And something truly special happening for the United States for the second time, back-to-back World Cups. They are moving on into the round of 16. They went up against Germany, who won Group G with 7 points, and the United States did not win that game. They were tied, and in the last 20 seconds of the game completely changes, but didn't affect the United States moving forward, just affect them either winning Group G or being where they are right now. Portugal ties the United States, but the United States held the tiebreaker between the two. The U.S. and Portugal, the only two teams to tie in the group stages, but the United States moves on. Ghana only gets a point, and the United States had a game against Ghana where they got it back, so to speak, from the last World Cup where Ghana bumped out the United States, the U.S. eventually bumping out Ghana from their play in this World Cup. So Germany advances, the United States advance. We've heard what it was called. It was the doomsday bracket, so to speak. This was the death of the United States, according to some people out there. But it ends up being the opposite. The United States still has life. What do you take away from this, Ian? A group that the U.S. moved forward with, a group that potentially has what some people consider to be a team that can win this World Cup in Germany. What are you seeing here?
I think first thing you got to say how wonderful it is for our domestic game here in the United States that our national team advanced from this group. And there's been a lot of critics. There was a lot of doom and gloom last year when the Bulls came out and we found out that our destiny was in this group. But a lot of credit goes to this group of players and Klinsmann and his coaching staff. He's made some unpopular decisions. Obviously, Landon not making the final 23. If we had experienced a poor World Cup, I think Jürgen would have come under tremendous criticism. But a very pragmatic performance. I think, I thought we were terrific against Portugal. I thought we kind of, Dempsey's early goal against Ghana, I think we showed a lot of resilience and then ultimately character to come back and find a way to win that game after Ghana had tied it up. But I think overall, it's absolutely marvelous that we're talking about extending our World Cup experience and just continue with the groundswell of support that we've observed in this country during this certainly the build up, but with that first whistle, there's been absolutely fantastic support, and I hope it continues, and want to keep going in a forward direction, and I know. When we start, when we kick off against Belgium, it's going to be a terrific afternoon or early evening in this country as we go and cheer on the team. So first things first, marvelous. I don't think we can criticize that we haven't played the most expansive attacking brand of soccer, but we're playing against Germany. We're playing against a very athletic Ghana team has caused us problems in previous World Cups against a Portugal team that probably wasn't at its best in this cycle. I thought we were the better team. Obviously, that final 30 seconds had a lot of us concerned, but we found a way to get out of this group, and that's all that matters. Talk to Spain, to Italy, talk to England. And they would certainly like to be progressing out of, on paper, far easier groups than the one that the US was in. The class of the group was Germany. We seem to be saying the same things every time we talk about a tournament, that the German teams are, what you expect, and they are playing their best soccer and their best football at the right times, but they also have wonderful players. When you bring him closer off the bench, that kind of goal scorer, and Müller is just loves World Cups. Just seems to score in every game he plays, and the wonderful players they have behind. You may question the athleticism of their two centre backs. In Hummels and Mertesacker, but they've got the best goalkeeper, I think, at the World Cup, at Neuer, and they're going to get tough out in this World Cup. If you ask me my thoughts on Group G, I say, hey, how about that USA team?
And what a team it has been up to this point. And Landon Donovan, you brought it up, someone who has been known throughout the history when it comes to United States soccer is one of those faces of the men's national team. In the decision to not put him on the squad, obviously the United States is doing something right. They moved on to the round of 16. But how do you respond to Landon Donovan not being a part of this crew?
At the time, I question the decision. You've got your leading goal scorer and a goal scorer that has performed at this level. You're going to have tight games, and if you're looking down your bench and you can throw on Landon for the last 15-20 minutes, why not? Having said that, it's tough to second guess a coaching staff that has just navigated out of this group. So right now, it's hard to, as I said, hard to second guess this group. But Landon has been a fantastic servant of US soccer. I think he's handled it as best he could, and you saw that first game back playing for the LA Galaxy against the Philly Union. He's you know, at this stage of his career, he's using this as motivation with something to prove. But I don't think that decision ultimately detracts away from this US squad. You may argue that do we have a replacement for Jozy Altidore going down with an injury so early? But I would argue that in the games that followed up with Portugal and Germany, it actually made it very clear decision, made it easier for Jurgen to make that, to kind of flood the midfield and go with Jones and Beckerman in there, because he didn't have to work out how to get Altidore and Dempsey in the same team. So I would argue that the injury actually helped make a decision that I felt had to happen. And now if Jozy comes back, I think we're going to be a similar position when we go against Belgium, of flooding the midfield and kind of filling those holes and the gaps between the lines where Belgium likes to play in. So tough for Jozy, but I think it may actually, in a kind of a funny way, help solidify Jurgen Klinsmann's lineup.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreissig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreissigApparel.com, that's DreissIg Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreissig Apparel. DreissIg Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreissigApparel.com. That's DreissIg Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With FanHands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on FanHands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on FanHands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. FanHands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on FanHands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory, FanHands.com. That's FanHands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice from buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop at Honda City.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. Want to give a special thanks once again to who you just heard from of the Dan Tortora Broadcast Media family. That's Dreisig Apparel at DreisigApparel.com. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. Head there for your business, your team, your event, whatever you have going on where you want to look professional for your large group of people, whether you're doing a breast cancer walk, you're doing a golf tournament for your business, or you're just looking for t-shirts, polos for your business, you need to go to DreisigApparel.com, helping to outfit you the way that you want to be outfitted. When it comes to looking good and feeling good in the clothes that you're wearing, you can help design your future with DreisigApparel.com, D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. Also, FanHands.com that you heard from. With 11 different colors always in stock on FanHands.com. Find your favorite team's color and start clapping today. FanHands.com, the universal language of a fan, is clapping your hands. Do it better, stronger, louder than you've ever done it before. The true fan experience starts with FanHands, found at FanHands.com. That's FanHands.com. And for Honda City, just a short trip out of the city of Syracuse, Honda City found on 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard in Liverpool. That's 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard in Liverpool, New York. You could find the next vehicle that you're going to be taking your family out, your significant other, your buddies, your girlfriends, or just a drive yourself. Get your next vehicle at Honda City. I did that. I trust Honda City. That's why I've not only gone to them this time, but we went to them before. Honda City is where my family has gone for years, and it's where I just got my very own vehicle, my first vehicle that's all me, and I thank Honda City for bringing me through the process and giving me the opportunity to find what I want, treating me as a person, and helping me to feel comfortable when I drove my car off the lot. And now every morning that I wake up, I smile when I see my, when I leave the mall and I go outside and I look at my car, I smile when I see that car. I really do. I love the color. I love the look of it. I love the way that it feels. So Honda City helped me to smile when I look at my vehicle, not to dread having to drive home, not to dread the fact that, oh, I got this vehicle and this and that. I love my car, and I thank Honda City for helping me to be able to make that honest statement. You know me. I don't lie to you. I tell you the truth. I tell you how I feel. And when it comes to my car, trust me, I've had good experiences and I've had the not so great experiences. But this car that I got from Honda City, I love it. Find the car that you can fall in love with today at Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard in Liverpool, New York. That's 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard in Liverpool, New York. And you can also shop for your next vehicle to fall in love with at CuseHonda.com. That's CuseHonda.com.
When you look at the health of Jozy Altidore, you said, you know, this might actually help out in the lineup, this injury. So the irony of something negative actually becoming a positive. What can you say about Jozy Altidore in general with this men's national team? Because this isn't the first time he's gone down with an injury. It's not the first time that they've had to have him but not really have him on the team. What can you say about his health and potentially his future with the United States men's national team?
When he's on his game, he's a real tough physical matchup for any opponent. He has the pace and athleticism to get him behind. When he's charging around, he's just a physical ball. He had not enjoyed a great year at Stoke City. He scored one goal in the Premier League. So he was coming into this, and he scored one goal right at the end in the last warm-up match that kind of helped. But there was a lot of questions about him, as there were for Clint, after he, did not enjoy the best loan spell going back to Fulham at the beginning of the year. So there were questions. It's having said that, to be able to throw him up front right now, it late in a game, I think that would be a great option. So I'm, you know, fingers crossed that I think he's been out 11, 12 days now. We'll get him right to that two-week window. No one really talked about the severity of the hamstring strain, but hopefully, if we can use him for a little bit, he can change things up. Either hold the ball up late in the game if we're winning, or that physical presence as we're pushing for the game. So I do feel that that Josie has a an important role to play. And Johansson scored goals, but I'm not convinced of him being international caliber. Wondolowski scored goals in the MLS, but I don't think he's world class for 90 minutes. If you're looking for probably the most natural goal scorer we have, I think Wondo's a great option for us. But if Josie gives us something against Belgium, and hopefully as we go forward, it would certainly be a good addition to the group.
Are the United States one of the best of the 16 teams that are remaining? Where do you put the United States? Do you feel that they truly are one of the 16 best in the world?
In this World Cup, it's difficult to, and I don't think you do. It's the same. If you look at March Madness and you look at the teams in the Sweet 16, if you said, are these the 16 best teams in the country, the answer every year is no, because certain teams upset other teams. But having said that, they may be the best 16 teams at that moment. To say that we are better than Spain, I think could be a stretch, but maybe we may be a hotter team right now, and we're certainly, you know, that team, we've used things like committed and focused and organized, and that's the way our national team must be. We're not talking about having developed the players such as the Messis and Ronaldos and the Robins and the Suarez's. We don't have those players, but we have players that are fully committed to what we're doing, that understand their roles within the team. And if the question is, do we deserve to be one of the final 16 teams? Absolutely. I think we have may not have played at our most fluid best, but I think we've deserved to progress out of an extremely difficult group. And Belgium are going to understand that we're a difficult matchup, I do feel that we have a chance to progress out of. But if you looked at players and where the Belgian players are playing currently, you would say that it's a mismatch. But that doesn't, when the whistle blows, I like this U.S. team.
And a lot of people do right now. The United States moving on from the group stages, and finally for the group stages, Group H, looking back at the teams that have now gotten into the Sweet 16 and those that did not, hear on a very special Wake Up Call with Dan Satora, World Cup edition, with the head coach of Syracuse Orange men's soccer in the ACC, and that being Ian McIntyre, a very, very strong, in my mind, analyst when it comes to soccer, knowing the game, coaching the game, playing the game, and knowing teams from all over the world is something that I feel it's an understatement to say that it is a privilege to have Ian McIntyre on here. Looking at Group G, Belgium wins it with 9. Algeria with 4. They move ahead. Russia and the Korea Republic are bumped out. Russia only puts together 2 points. Korea Republic, 1. Russia is one of those teams that I think some people, you have that expectation. With other people, maybe not so much when it comes to soccer. Algeria is one of the teams I haven't been completely sold on, but Belgium has really put together one heck of a tournament for themselves right now. They've won every game that they played, beat Algeria, Russia, and the Korea Republic, which isn't saying that they're the best team by any stretch of the imagination when you look at all the teams that were in the World Cup, but Belgium still putting together a very strong opening performance. What can you say about Group H, and specifically about what each of these teams were able to put together?
Belgium was one of those kind of sexy picks before the tournament because they've got some real talent coming through and some real young talent. Now there's some experience heads there. Company, I would argue, is the best defender in the English Premier League, the captain of Manchester City. But they've got players such as Hazard, who plays at Chelsea, Lukaku, who's been on loan from Chelsea the last couple of years. They've got some Mertens and some real exciting players. Courtois, the goalkeeper, who played in the Champions League final, who had a terrific couple of seasons at Atletico Madrid. This is from top to bottom a quality group, and perhaps I don't feel this is one of the stronger groups, and I think they have Belgium has not had to get out a second or perhaps third gear right now. I do think there's more. I'm hoping that won't come out against the US, but they were good enough to win this group. Algeria are Algeria's represented its region very well. Right at the end, it's terrific for them to progress. Russia is they've got the former English national team, Capello, national team coach. He's the highest salaried coach in the tournament. There's a lot of money in Russian football. They've got some good domestic teams, good players coming through. They just have, in my opinion, didn't perform. This is a group that went down to the very last moments in the last game. But the best team progressed, and I'm delighted and excited for Algeria that moves forward, and they've now got a pretty daunting knockout round Sweet 16 game. But I'm excited for them and their federation that they came out of this group.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Hey, are you between the ages of 16 and 24? Do you ever have the feeling that your life is amounting to nothing? I mean nothing. No job, no education, no prospects, no hope. Well, you ought to think about Job Corps. Job Corps is a program that will give you an education and training and a skill so you can get a career and feel excellent. Excellent about yourself, so you can start earning money. Job Corps also gives you a place to live and food while you're studying. Don't think you can afford it? Well, Job Corps costs you nothing. A program to help people just like you. Learn auto, healthcare, computer tech, you name it. So don't just sit there.
Call 315-478-5529 now. Orientations are held weekly at their downtown admissions office. Call now, 315-478-5529. With Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
We're back here on Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. And before we head back to the line to continue, I would like to thank Borio's Restaurant on 8891 McDonald's Parkway. That's McDonnells, McDonald's Parkway. 8891 McDonald's Parkway, Borio's Restaurant, overlooking Oneida Lake. They are open Tuesday through Sunday and your place to be for all seasons. Sit outside and overlook the beautiful Oneida Lake on the patio while you have fresh seafood. And get this, folks, the food is prepared for you in-house. It's not something that's prepared somewhere else and then just getting shipped over. Borio's prepares the food for you right there at the restaurant from their chef, Tony, and their entire staff, all the owners, they're with you, working in the kitchen, helping seat tables, going to the bar. This is a type of company that I like having with Danzatora Broadcast Media because of the fact that the owners are right there in the thick of things, in the mix, caring about their business and showing it by talking with you face-to-face. Every single time you go in there, the owners are somewhere helping out Boreos to make it truly a memorable experience in a very positive way. You can call them at 315-699-2249. That's 315-699-2249. And go visit them at 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York, overlooking Oneida Lake. Don't miss out on the opportunity to eat out on the patio, enjoy your seafood, and have a romantic evening, a family night out, or catch up with your friends, as well as plan your bridal shower, family reunions, and so much more with their banquet rooms that they also have right there on the water at Boreos Restaurant. And also make sure that you stay tuned to the special opportunities you'll have through Danzatora Broadcast Media to meet Adrian Autry and Rob Drummond. Syracuse basketball and Syracuse football being talked about all year round from Boreos through Danzatora Broadcast Media. Stay close to wakeupcalldt.com as well as facebook.com/wakeupcalldt and on Twitter at calldt, that's C-A-L-L-D-T, to find out when you can talk Syracuse basketball and football with us from Boreos at 8891 McDonald's Parkway, overlooking Oneida Lake.
So now that we've covered every single group of this World Cup here in a World Cup special on Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and where sports always meets life. Here with Ian McIntyre, Syracuse Orange men's soccer head coach, and of course, I'm with you as always, Dan Tortora. Speaking about the groups, we talked about all those teams, breaking down each and every one of the teams that have made it into the World Cup, Ian McIntyre, and I appreciate that. Now, there's 16 that remain. Brazil has played Chile. We're talking on the tail end of that game, a game that went throughout the first half and the second half and two overtimes to find penalty kicks to be the deciding factor in this game. Brazil played well, and Chile as well. Their defense, I think defensively, I have to give it to Chile because they're not expected to win. They were not the favorites. They are not a team that many people probably thought would come out here and force overtime, would force penalty kicks. I could see people saying, you know, Brazil 4-1 or 3-1. Not a lot of people on the side of Chile, but to their credit, in this loss, and I know as a coach, it's hard to take this, but I know that this could be something that you may have said before or heard before, Ian, is that some losses can still be wins. And for Chile, I see this as a huge win in their effort that they had against Brazil, especially with Brazil playing in their home country, to do what they did in this game and to have it come down to the final penalty kick, I think says a lot about what this Chile team has been able to put together to bring into this World Cup. And at the same time, Brazil made it, but it was more of escaping than it was truly winning. What can you say about this game that we originally were going to talk about an hour or so before it actually ended?
Chile was the width of a crossbar away from sending the host out of the World Cup. They had a chance in the last minute of extra time to bounce back off the crossbar, and that was the difference. I had a chance to watch Chile play a number of times in the build-up. They played a lot of the European teams on the road, had some good results against them, dismantled England at Wembley, had good results against Spain, Germany. So I think going into this was a team that a lot of people were talking about as a good group of players, and more just than Sanchez, but a team that had demonstrated that as a team, was a team that was going to cause some of the big boys a difficulty. And I would argue that a little bit unfortunate not to progress today. Brazil started stronger in the game today, scored off the second phase of a restart. But then after that, led by Sanchez, who's had a great World Cup, Chile came back in the game, and some of the flaws for this Brazilian team were exposed. There's that, once again, performing in front of an expectant home crowd and 200 million Brazilians. It's a tough ask, and I think this is not a special Brazilian team. It may be a team that can win some games. Scolari's an excellent man manager, but ultimately it was a nervy performance today. I felt the game wore on. Brazil went away from their strengths, brought Joe on, played a little bit too direct, weren't finding Neymar in spaces. Chile did a good job physically imposing themselves on him a couple of times. I did think Hulk was the one shining star for Brazil today, but you've got to give a lot of props to Chile, as you said, Dan, and I felt that they, you know, there wasn't a lot of difference between, and ultimately that was shown by the going down to a penalty shootout, which, as we all know, is a very difficult, tough way to go out of any tournament. So your question, do Chile think of this as a victory? No, it's going to be a brutal dressing room right now. They had a lot of fans travel a relatively short distance compared to some of the countries, and they will know how close they were to having this an upset start to the knockout stages.
Well, you can't ask for a better start to the World Cup group of the Sweet 16. There's plenty to come from the World Cup as we continue on here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora on WakeUpCallDT.com in the World Cup special, talking with Syracuse Orange men's soccer head coach Ian McIntyre, and can't wait to get back on the line with you, Coach. It has truly been a pleasure and an honor to do something that I've been thinking about for a little while here of having a World Cup version of Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora, and you were the name that I thought of, and you did not disappoint. So I truly hope that everyone that's listening in is enjoying this opportunity, and I can't thank you enough for my appreciation to not only have you on for this show, but for this to only be the beginning of what we're doing.
Oh, thanks, Dan. It's a fun World Cup, and I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely, and we'll be talking very soon. And before I let you go, I do want to make note here, your Syracuse team that will be heading into this new season, what can you say about recruiting and what you've put together through recruiting for the future of this team, as well as your veterans? What should people know about Syracuse Orange men's soccer?
I think if fans out there have enjoyed the World Cup and they want to see a little bit more soccer, come out and watch my guys play this fall. We're very fortunate to be able to welcome some terrific teams to the SU Soccer Stadium, and I've got a good group. We didn't graduate anyone from last year, but I think a talented group of guys that like to play and play exciting soccer, and we're looking forward to embracing the challenges that we're going to face this fall. But I love World Cup years. It gets you fired up, probably too early, but it's in a good problem. It gets things started nice and early, so that when we get into to training camp in August, and we start the end of August with our first couple of games. So I'd love to see our local soccer community come out and cheer our guys up.
Well, I definitely believe that they should be out there and have appreciated everything that, I have seen from this team and your constant updates that you have as well, which will be going back up on the Right Now page for members. And it's free to be a member on wakeupcalldt.com. Just go to the homepage and fill out very quickly that you want to be a member, and you will be able to read all of the letters that Ian McIntyre sends my way when it comes to Syracuse Orange men's soccer and their upcoming season and everything else that they're doing, including the players that they're putting into professional situations as well. So, Ian, always a pleasure, and I look forward to having you back on to talk more World Cup very soon.
Thanks, Ben.
Thank you for listening in on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and so much more. Become a member free right here on WakeUpCallDT.com on the top of the homepage, and keep up with me on Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT. That's Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT. And on Twitter, at CallDT, C-A-L-L-D-T. That's CALLDT. God bless, and I'll talk to you very soon.